friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
You to get to know our awesome God more and more. We've been discussing many of the names for God and what they tell us about Him. Today, we will begin a discussion of Yahweh El Emet. This translates to the Lord God of Truth, or Yahweh God is Truth. Jesus tells us in John 14:6 that He is the truth. We'll discuss the God of Truth here today on The Spirit Calls.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runs.
Truth is He, perfect and just, and righteous and holy. For He is always truthful and faithful, and always dependable and reliable. For He does not and cannot lie, so we can always trust in Jesus Christ. For He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come unto the Father but by Christ. For He never changes, never ever wavers. He stays the same yesterday, today, and forever. For He is an absolute reality, alive and working every day for you and me. For He is who He says He is, who is the God of truth and listens to us. For I've found I can always trust His faithfulness and can rely on His love and support and promises. For He's always come through for me, and He'll do the same for you if you just ask and believe. Just call on Jesus and put your faith in Him. and receive thy salvation that leads to everlasting life in heaven. As you read his word and pray and obey, the Spirit of truth will guide you into the truth every day. For his holy word, the Bible, is true and holy. As we read it, we'll know the truth, and it'll set us free. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay in communication with him throughout your days. Worship him and thank him with heartfelt praise. As we get closer and closer to thee, more and more we'll experience his goodness and blessings. Yahweh El Emet, the God of truth is he, perfect and just and righteous and holy.
Watching over all the faithful, those who stand upon the word. Faithful are the servants that do more than just know you. If they truly are disciples, they will tell the world about you. You know salvation is more than just believing. You know salvation is a living testimony.
Psalm 31:5 says, "Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth." Deuteronomy 32:4, "He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity. Just and right is he." The God of truth. This is such an important attribute in this day and age. There are many people and groups around the world with varying concepts of who I am and what my will is. With all of the voices and ideas out there, truth might be hard to find. Not for you, my beloved child. When you asked Jesus to come into your heart and save your soul, the scales began to fall from your eyes, and your understanding began to be opened. And that process continues every time you dive into the pages of my words, the Bible. Pilate said, "What is truth?" at Jesus' trial, when the truth was standing right in front of him. What is truth? I am. I am the God of truth. Where can you find truth? It is in the pages of my holy word, the Bible. Read it, study it, digest it, and as you do, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free each and every day. You will then worship me in spirit and in truth. Embrace me as Yahweh El Emet, the God of truth, your Abba Father.
Change my life, Lord, as I kneel before your throne. Make me humble and cheerful and strong. Then when I pour out my soul, come and take control. Mold and shape me in your hand. Teach me, O Lord, that I may understand your wisdom and knowledge and truth.
Where I belong,
under the cover.
You're here with me, Mike Biazin, Lori, Charlene. Today we are talking about Yahweh El Emet, the God of Truth, another amazing attribute of our God. So first question is, what does the phrase the God of Truth mean to you personally?
God of Truth means security to me. We're safe and secure with Him. I know I can always count on God because He's always faithful, always reliable, always dependable, always trustworthy. Amen. He's never failed me in my 67 years of life. I'm 67 years young, people. But He's never ever failed me, you know. And He promises, once you get saved and have Jesus in your heart, He promises He will never leave you nor forsake you. Why? Because when you get saved, the Holy Spirit enters within you. And when He keeps that promise, you can count on it, folks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, salvation is a free gift from God. And what does God say in His holy word? His gifts are revocable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are so awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
The phrase the God of Truth means to me that the Bible is the truth. You can read the word and have it become a part of you. And that will help you in your life because there are as many opinions out there as there are people.
Amen.
And, you know, everyone has one, and everyone's a unique individual, and all those voices out there can become very confusing. And you just have to remember to bring it back to the Word, that's the truth, and everybody has a different application because of who they are. But the Word is the truth, and you can bank on that. And God is never a liar. Only men are liars.
Amen.
No, men, you know. But God will never lie. And like I said, the word is the truth.
Amen. Yes, it's so true what you say there, too, that it says in the word, let God be true and every man and woman a liar. You know, it's the saying God of Truth, everything that God has ever said in His word, it has either already come to pass or it's about to come to pass. You know, it's, you can depend on it. It's you can take it to the bank. You know, it says, it means what it says. It says what it means, and you can depend on it. It is the truth. And if we got Jesus in our life, we've got the truth in us. Because we are made in the image of Christ, who says He is the truth, how should we respond to this attribute of God?
We're made in the image of Christ, right? We are God's representatives. So, you know, even our attitudes, our thoughts, our words, our actions, they should be like him, so we can show the world what God's like. And what I'm saying is we need to show God's love to people.
Amen.
You know, that's what people are looking at. It's like, what is God like? Well, let him look at us and show, you know, go around, show God's love and mercy and grace and forgiveness to people. You know what I mean? Forgive fast with people, you know? Yeah, that's the way we should be. And I must say that the way we become more like God is the more time we spend with God.
Amen.
You know, praying and reading his word, digging right into his word. I love his word so much.
Amen.
And just spending quiet time with God too. You know, I mean, all this will mold us into the way God wants us to be. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, I think it means that if we are made in the image of Christ, that we should be more and more like him as we walk closer to him every day. Just do the things Christ would do. I remember one time in my life when I was a little kid, people had that saying, what would Jesus do? In some situations when I was young, I found it hard to kind of figure that out, but in certain situations, but as I've matured and grown in the Word, it gets easier and easier. So I encourage you all to dig into the Word and just ask the Lord to help you become more Christ-like, because let's face it, none of us are Christ, and only when we get to heaven will we be perfection.
Amen.
But we can work as close as we can on this earth, and it's great.
We can't forgive without God's help.
Amen.
You know, I mean, we can't forgive. People say, I can't. No, we can't. Only God can forgive. We can forgive God. God will pour the forgiveness in us so we can forgive. I was talking to a person about this the other day. We can't love without God. We can't show mercy without God. We can't show grace without God. He's the one that puts it in us.
Amen. And you know, as I look at this this attribute, the God of truth, and how we should respond to it, is I have a downfall, and I've confessed this in church before. Sometimes I will tell a little fib to get out of any kind of controversy or confrontation, and I have to remember that God is the God of truth, and so I need to be a person of truth and not do that. And so that's something God's working on in me. But that's how I see this also. You know, we need to be people of truth as well. And so now you guys know something about me. I'm not as perfect as you may think that I am.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening. And God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too.
Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond our measure. That he should give his only son. To make a wretch his treasure. Wounds which mar that chosen one bring. in Jesus Christ.